RealTalkRadio.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward, we're scared.
I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
Welcome to WrestleRack Raw Post Pre Bananas Radio, live right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
We haven't had our potassium yet.
Yeah, because all the shows?
All the shows, all the things.
All the shows happen tonight? In the first 15 minutes? The way it felt? Honestly, it really is how it felt. Yeah. Anyway, Gerg got out of Wrestling Figure Photography, Instagram.com/MBG1211. Follow his journey today. I'm Sir Rockin', that is Lindsay Ward. Yeah, so show open with the highlight reel, the last ever highlight reel. Because if Jericho wins on Sunday, it moves to SmackDown, because that's how this thing goes, because he'll be the U.S. champion, so he moves to SmackDown Live. And then Miz came out, because Jericho was interviewing himself, because we're all the friends of Jericho. Miz came out, once Miz TV, so we removed the carpet, we get the chairs, and we got Miz TV, and Jericho was the guest, and then that again got interrupted by Dean Ambrose, who turned into the Ambrose Asylum, and they all went back and forth.
And you just stop. Yes. We had three shows in one. The poor setup crew. They had to set up all three shows. They were exhausted by the end of it.
They were. I like the one part where Jericho has kept his foot down before they were changing the carpet.
Yeah.
Well, I was crying for a second because I was trying to go through my Twitter trying to find what it was. Don't touch the don't harm the shag.
Yeah, don't mess up the shag or don't touch the shag. Something like that, yeah, when they were rolling out Ambrose's rug.
So they brought his stuff out there and then he went back and they all continued back and forth, and then Ambrose was, you know, rooting for Jericho, even though it means he's going to SmackDown. Ambrose says they have a past with one another, but he believes in forgiveness. Jericho, you know, mentioned how that, you know, Ambrose, you know, the jacket incident, because we'll talk about the attacks later, but they mentioned the jacket incident. Well, Ambrose wanted to make things up, so he brought out a present. And Jericho's like, it didn't go too well for me the last time someone gave me a gift. And inside was a jacket with Christmas lights on it.
It was very classy.
Very, very classy. And Dean's word of advice is, don't put that in the washing machine.
Good tip.
And there's only one thing left for you to do, Chris. Try it on, man. And then Miz made more comments, said he deserved the gift. And Dean was like, sure. And gave him their dirty deeds. And then Jericho put Maryse on the list because she's married to The Miz.
Fun. Maryse kind of had a bad night tonight.
She did have a very, she had a very bad night.
She did not have, Miz had a worse night, but she had a bad night tonight.
Fun segment, a little long, but went all right.
I liked the continuity in this between Jericho and Dean.
Mm-hmm.
where they remembered that whole feud between the two, and they brought that up in this segment and in later segments with Dean and Jericho. I thought that was really clever and very nice of them to remember that, hey, you know, Dean did put Jericho through thumbtacks, and, you know, Jericho smashed a potted plant over Dean's head, and they had an actual feud over the talk show.
They did. They did have a feud over the talk show. And you mentioned the later segment, and they were backstage, and Dean, you know, were partners and everything. I got you the gift, and he wanted off the list. And so Jericho's like, but you destroyed my jacket. I know, I don't have the 15,000, and yeah. But I got you this. But the 69 thumbtacks, I had plucked them out one by one by one. Like, but it was fun. And Dean's face this entire time was priceless. And Jericho, you know what happens when you give someone a gift? You unmake the list, or whatever he said. And then Dean was so excited, so he starts slapping Jericho on the shoulder, and it's like, all right, cool. And Jericho looks like, Dean, please stop. Dean, stop. And then as Dean left the room, he clicked his pen and wrote his name back on the list.
It was cute.
I enjoyed that. We'll get into the main event here in a bit, because it was made. It would be Miz and a partner versus Jericho and Dean Ambrose. We had Matt Hardy versus Sheamus. Really good match between Matt Hardy and Sheamus. Matt Hardy pulled out a V1 and beat Sheamus. We had awkward handshakes at the end. Sheamus was the cooler one for a change. Means something's afoot. Something is definitely afoot.
Yes. Yes, because it's for a second you're like, okay, who's going to turn? Because you're waiting for somebody to turn on somebody, like Sheamus to turn on Cesaro or Cesaro to turn on Sheamus.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost what this felt like.
Yeah.
But they didn't. Because Cesaro was like super upset and getting hot-headed, and Sheamus was the calm one. So you're almost seeing like a reverse in the roles.
Shows they're both wearing off on one another.
Which may be good, maybe bad.
Maybe good, maybe bad. The biggest shock of the night that sent Twitter all ablaze is Kurt Angle had a phone backstage with a cord.
I know. First Foley's clipboard and now a corded phone. What's next?
I don't know. What would be next? A dial-up modem?
Maybe.
Well, they used the corded phone.
No. A VCR.
A VCR. That'd be good. They used the corded phone because Kurt was talking and, you know, you need the hang-up thing. So that's how they did that. Miz was complaining, which led to the tag match we mentioned later. Neville and TJ Perkins took on Austin Aries and Jack Gallagher on 205 Live on Raw, which saw Austin Aries and Jack Gallagher beat Neville and Perkins. Solid match.
Yeah, very solid match.
And then we had the dumpster match. Braun Strowman said we all are trash, just like Roman is. And when he puts Kalisto in the dumpster, he's putting us all in the dumpster, including Roman Reigns. Backstage, Kurt Angle talked to Kalisto, making sure he was looking for he could go do this. And Kalisto, if he doesn't fight for his pride, then he doesn't deserve to fight for anything. So Kalisto, with new entrance music, a brand new mask that sort of looked like Kane's, came to the ring, and we had a fun dumpster match where we had teases over and over and over again of Braun Strowman trying to throw Kalisto into the dumpster. And in a shock of shocks, Kalisto won the match when apparently Braun stepping into the dumpster was a loss.
They big showed Braun Strowman.
When I saw the dumpster, I was like, there's no way Braun is fitting in this dumpster. Clearly, he couldn't. Number two, it's just me. I've watched wrestling for about a little over 20 years at this point. I've seen a couple dumpster matches in my time. You're supposed to shut the lid.
Okay, did you see the size of the dumpster, and did you see the size of Braun Strowman? Braun Strowman was not going to fit in that dumpster. I don't think they measured it. They just ordered a dumpster, not realizing how big that man is. And then when it got there, they looked at the dumpster and they looked at him and they went, yeah, no. That ain't gonna fit.
But why did Kalisto beat Braun?
Because he put Braun in the dumpster.
But why did that need to be a thing?
So you don't have Roman hang the first loss on Braun?
Well, he's already done that, but yeah. He did that 2 months ago at Fastlane.
Another loss on Braun?
I guess. I don't know. But it was awesome in this manner. The intern lost some points.
But he might have gained points thanks to Team Sabotage.
You never know.
You never know because, you know, somebody hasn't sent their email yet.
Tim.
So we don't know.
Tim. Anyway, And we all won't know until the end of it at SummerSlam. Anyway.
I don't care. Just Tim needs to send the email before it gets too out of hand.
Oh, I know.
Because then you have to go back and you have to find all the results. You realize this, right?
Oh, I know. And he may have already, but I haven't. Anyway. But that's besides the point. So, Braun was mad. Braun destroyed Kalisto, threw him in the dumpster, beat him around, destroyed him, closed the lid, pushed him up the ramp. All the officials, including Adam Pearce and Jimmy Noble and Fit Finley, came out. He starts to walk away, then he shoves Kalisto off the side of the stage. He went flying all the way down on 3 feet.
I promise you it still hurt.
Oh, it probably still hurt, but it went 3 feet. It's not the impressive 10-foot stage they once had. And Kalisto's probably very thankful for that.
Yeah, Kalisto's probably really thankful for that. But
so they stretchered him off as well. Go ahead.
Good to see Adam Pearce. Always nice to see him. You know, one of our first interviews. Awesome dude. Great to see he's there. And again, great to see Jamie Noble's okay.
Yeah.
Really happy to see that Jamie Noble's all right. And he's back working. Because we were worried for a hot minute, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Very scary situation he was in. So they had Kalisto go back into the ambulance and look transported to a local medical facility. We had a Roman Reigns video package. First of a couple. And then Bray Wyatt appeared on the screen. He talked about the House of Horror match. And how Randy Orton's not going to escape the House of Horrors, even though they told us 5 minutes after this match will start in the House of Horrors, but it'll somehow find its way to the ring.
So basically it's going to be a boiler room brawl. That's what this is. I am super stoked for this. Like 100% super stoked for this, because if they do it the way that they did the boiler room brawl, which is they shoot the backstage stuff ahead of time, they can get away with a lot more. Or they can do more. Because they'll have more time.
Oh, yeah.
To work it out.
Oh, I just understand what this whole point of Raw was tonight. They trained everyone for like 20 minutes to prepare just to watch a screen.
There you go.
It makes more sense. Because there was a 20-minute period where in the building, nothing happened. Legit. From 10:30 to 10:50, nothing happened in the building. That's kind of sad.
Well, we were sitting here, it's like, wow, they're stalling. They're really stalling, and you're expecting something to go on and happen. And it's like, okay, well, that makes sense now. You're going to have probably the majority of that match take place backstage, you know, kind of like they did the Boiler and Brawl, and I think it was the Backlot match.
Right.
That was another one.
And they did it with one of the deletion things in TNA.
Where it's, you know, you watch the match on a screen as opposed to watching it live in front of you, and then they'll do something where Bray and Randy come out of wherever they're at, and they'll fight their way to the ring.
You know, they can once upon a time, and they can just poof into the ring.
No, I wouldn't have them poof in the ring. I'd have them fight their way to the ring. Because at some point, you have to be able to cut it over live.
You do the Wyatt screech.
Yeah, you could do that.
That's their poof. They could poof right to the ring. Or into the arena. Anyway, Dana Brooke beat Alicia Fox. No one cared. Emma cared, though. We'll say that. She came in and hugged Dana after the match. Dana was like, okay. Charlie Caruso interviewed Carl Anderson, Samoa Joe, and Luke Gallows. They were all giddy about teaming up tonight.
The good brothers.
Enzo and Cass were headed to the ring. Gallows and Anderson jumped them. Enzo got taken out. Samoa Joe came out, Seth Rollins came out, leading into the six-man. They needed a partner. Their partner ended up being Finn Balor. So yes, Finn Balor took on the club tonight. Very cool. And we saw the brand new finisher for Seth Rollins.
Which is a knee to the face.
The Rainmaker knee, I think it's called, or something.
Yeah, I think so. Knee to the face.
The knee to the face. He teased the pedigree and then showed the new knee to the face. Which is smart. Tease it, show it, and then give us the new move. Balor, yep. There were a couple spots where Balor just came out of nowhere. Like, there was one spot on the floor with a running dropkick. He was like, oh, hi Finn.
Yeah, there's some poor bastard sitting there collecting the cords or holding the cords for the camera. And randomly, out of nowhere, Finn Balor comes flying past this person. And he's, like, no more than 2 inches away from this person. And you could just see it in their eyes. Oh, God, I'm going to die. Because here's a random wrestler flying at my face.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Alexa Bliss came to the ring. She was hyping up her match. She did not care what the fans said. They were trying to give her the what treatment. She didn't care. She played them like a violin, a fiddle, and had you know, Alexa's awesome what? Or something to that effect. It's awesome.
You can't touch Alexa on the mic. No, you really can't.
She's great handling the live crowd. It does not affect her. She talked about becoming women's champion on Sunday. Bayley came out. She knows that Alexa was making fun of her about the whole dreams thing. And she talks about working her ass off every day. And then Bliss was, you know, got giddy when, oh, it's in your hometown, which means your dad's going to be there. And, you know, she's gonna make sure she's gonna beat her in front of her father, because Bailey's daddy's girl and pathetic and a sheltered child. Bailey, have you ever kissed a boy?
She's engaged. We covered this at the Hall of Fame, Alexa. That was a little bit of a gaffe. It's like we're all sitting there. We're like, yeah, she has. We all know it.
No, okay. The person behind Bailey is engaged, but Bailey's not. Bailey's still waiting for Finn.
We don't talk about that. Because Finn's going to Bray, so we don't talk about that. Unless Bailey's going to save Finn from Bray.
He could. She could.
Actually, I kind of want to see Bailey run up and hug Bray Wyatt. Like, I just really kind of want that.
Right.
For my own selfish reasons, just to sit here and cackle at it for like 10 minutes.
So Bliss said the Cinderella story comes to an end on Sunday. Sasha Banks came out and said, Bliss said it was part of, welcome to part 3000 of the Sasha Bailey sideshow, and they started putting it over. Sasha called Bliss a troll. Sasha said Bailey will show up Bliss and shut her up. Sasha said she was going to shut up Bliss on the spot. Bliss said she has an important match on Sunday, so she is not in the mood for this. Well, instead, we do get the match as they start, as Sasha attacked Alexa. So we got the match, Alexa Bliss versus Sasha Banks. Didn't last very long. It was hard-hitting for the first couple minutes. It did last until Alexa decided to, I had enough, I'm walking out, and get counted out. So Sasha wins by count out. Bayley was on commentary. Alexa leaves. Bayley goes after her, brings her back. But Alexa escapes. Bayley then celebrates, gets attacked. And that's how all that happened. Good stuff.
Very good stuff.
So, the Star Factory had Kurt Hawkins versus Apollo Crews. Apollo Crews won in 2 minutes. And then we had 20 minutes of really nothing in the arena because we had highlight packages. We had a long video promoting Roman Reigns. We had comments from Roman Reigns via WWE.com. We had a recap of Strowman and Kalisto. It went on for 20 minutes where nothing legitimately happened.
Because, well, they were training the crowd to look at a screen because Orton and Wyatt.
Yeah. So throughout the night, Miz was looking for a partner, and at one point he asked Sheamus and Cesaro, and they basically turned him down. You didn't hear anything, but you saw the reaction. Miz interrupted a Marine 5 segment with Curtis Axel and Heath Slater.
Where's Bo?
The highlight of this was Maurice was very upset, so Ryder was trying to give her some crackers. She smacks the crackers, and two of them land on his shirt and stuck to his shirt.
She almost made Rhino cry! That's so mean!
So he was trying to buddy up to his co-stars, and it didn't work. He then said he got the piece of paper. He's like, I got my partner's here. And then you see Kurt Angle's like, so who's your partner? And the Drifter walked by. Like, is that the Drifter? And it's like, no, it's not him. And a great tease by Maria Kanellis, who put out on Twitter. So I wonder who his partner is.
Because Rock and I are sitting here watching, going, well, who the hell is his partner? Because you're looking at who's already wrestled and who's been on the show and who's already said no. And you're like, no, it's not this person. No, it's not this person. Can't be this person.
We were even doing the math how long it would take to get from Peoria to Kansas City. And it wasn't going to work out for Kevin Owens. So, Miz finally gets to the ring. It's the main event. His partner is... No one shows up. He did say his partner has a flair for the dramatic. And his partner never showed up. Kurt Angle comes out and says the match is happening one way or another. So the match starts. They beat up on Miz for a while. Miz holds his own. And then we get to the outside. Miz and Ambrose are brawling on the outside. Ambrose is at the announce table setting up the Miz. And then you hear the Wyatt screech. And Bray Wyatt is now standing on the announce table. going after Dean Ambrose, Sister Abigail into the LED board, and then Miz and Bray team up on Jericho. Jericho tries to get in some offense, but it's quickly taken out by Bray Wyatt with a Sister Abigail. And Bray is about to pose, and Miz is like, "We did it! We did it! We did it! We did it, right? We're good!" Sister Abigail to Miz, as Bray Wyatt is left in the ring.
No, he was victorious. I should get points for that.
On top of the world. He was on top of the world. Even though he was on his knees.
He was glorious.
No, and that's someone else's gimmick. So, yeah. So, we had a whole conversation right before Bray Wyatt showed up, going, "What?" It's kind of interesting that he hasn't been seen in front of the live crowd, right, Lindsay?
Oh, no, I can talk about it.
Yeah, now you can talk about it.
Yeah, it's like for weeks and weeks and weeks on end, Bray Wyatt has not been seen in front of the live crowd. He's been doing solely backstage promos, which I get because it's like you can have him do two, three at a shot, film him, and then you don't have him on TV and he's good for the dark matches if he's in the dark, which I don't know if he is or not. But it's just really interesting that since the Superstar Shakeup, Bray Wyatt has not been in front of the live crowd, which I get, because you're promoting a SmackDown match, so... But it's just weird. It's like, why? Why isn't he out there? Shouldn't you be booking him strong? Because, I mean, he's been selling the ever-living hell out of this House of Horrors match. We have no idea what it is or what it's going to be, but he's selling it, man. He's doing, like, Taker-level selling here. He's actually kind of out-Takering Taker right now in terms of his promo work and what he's doing. So it's like, he's... You can tell he's really inspired by whatever this is going to be, so I'm kind of hopeful this is going to be good based on this. I don't know, though. Maybe.
Maybe.
But yeah. It's just, it's kind of curious, because it's like I told Rock, I said, he's got to show up in front of the live crowd soon, because you have to have him do something epic to help sell the match, because, you know, week after week after week, he's been talking about it, and it's like, that's great, but I want to see you play mind games. I want to see you screw with people. You know?
Yeah, and this was the first time in a while we've seen Bray Wyatt come out and just straight up dominate people. Even if it wasn't a match, he just came out and straight up dominated three individuals tonight, which is what you needed going into the House of Horrors match, where he really hasn't done anything. Honestly, the last appearance was on the SmackDown after WrestleMania when he was in the ring, and he lost, because he magicked his way out of it and Eric Rowan took the fall. But that's the last physical appearance, so it's been 2-3 weeks since he's actually done anything physical. And it's honestly been a while since he's really had the physical advantage, because the build-up to WrestleMania, he was doing a lot of backstage promos and everything like that, so you were keeping them apart. So it has been a while, so it's been almost 2 months since we've really seen Bray Wyatt be really physical and really get the upper hand on someone, which was good to see.
Oh, it was great to see. It was awesome to see. And it's like, yes, finally. And it's like, I love Dean's reaction to this. I love how Dean sold this, because Bray shows up and Dean's on the announce table getting ready, putting Miz through the table, and, you know, all of a sudden it's the Wyatt screech and there's Bray on top of the table with Dean, and Dean's looking at him like, oh crap, I forgot you were here.
Oh, God. Dean's like, oh crap, it's Bray again. God damn it, Bray, why are you back in my business, Bray? Bray. God.
It's like, I thought I was done with you. Apparently not.
It is the relationship that will never end. They will.
Why bros, baby? Why bros?
They will fight forever.
It's a thing.
Like Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, Ambrose and Wyatt are a thing as well.
Just get used to it, Renee. You're going to have to share him with everybody.
Hopefully they weren't her Christmas lights.
They were totally her Christmas lights.
But that was Raw.
This was a decent Raw. I don't think it was the greatest Raw, especially for a go-home to a pay-per-view, but it was decent.
It was decent. There's less. I wonder how many people stuck around for the ending of the show. The rating will be interesting, because there were 20 minutes, nothing happened.
Yeah. I mean, that was a really bad place to do 20 minutes of nothing. Just saying. Because literally from 10:30 to, like, 10:50, there was nothing, so...
Especially when there's playoff basketball on?
Yeah.
Probably some bad timing. But that's what happens when one of your big stars is out and you're trying to keep people apart. Stuff happens. You run short. So, that's what happens. But this has been the Raw Post Show live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, It is twitch.tv/rockradioshow for WTR Sims, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll have a lot of fun there. So twitch.tv/rockradioshow, WTR Sims. Thursday night, it's The Rock.
That's right. We are talking all things Payback. As we preview that show, we also have news, notes, NXT. You missed it. We aired our interview with the one, the only, the best in the biz, INS three syllables, Frankie Kazarian, this past week. Thank you so much to him for coming on. You can go to rockradioshow.com and wildtalkradio.com to listen to that, because we had a lot of fun with him.
We did, and the interview is now up at youtube.com/rockradioshow. Check out The Rock Extra Total Divas Season 6, Episode 13 now available. Episode 14 will be available on Thursday. Rock Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. YouTube.com/RockRadioShow. Also, just imagine. Subscribe for 5 days of content. Saturday night, midnight edition of CB Radio. We'll have the Great and the Great Debate TV dramas, even though it seems like some of them won't be dramas. And so much more. Say what? And all the news you can handle. CB Radio, Saturday night, midnight-ish. CBRadioLive.com. Hashtag blame Rob when a celebrity dies. Sunday night, 11 p.m. Eastern. It is WTR Sunday night. Russell Talk Radio recapping everything goes down at WWE Payback. And we'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychodesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at Behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitter's.
Thanks to Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211 and Gerwick.net. So, for Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack and right back here next Monday night for the Raw Post Show. 11:10 p.m. Eastern, along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network. We're here at WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.